might be a little bit surprised by that statement. I really thought that Ubley would put the hammer down. The only thing I'm surprised with is how Ubley's scoring. Three passing touchdowns. I don't know if they, you know, they had three passing touchdowns all year coming into this, so we'd have to look at the stats for that. And three in the first half and all of the long variety, a lot of yak, as they say, a lot of yards after the catch. So just a completely dominating performance for the Bearcats. And, you know, kudos to the to Bill Sweeney and his staff. They recognized that Deckerville was really loading up the box and leaving some one-on-one coverage out there. And, you know, Austin Drake is really exploiting that Eagles secondary right now.
That is the benefit, Paul, of showing absolutely nothing coming into this football game because, as you mentioned, it's been run, run, run for the Bearcats through 7 weeks of play. And we talked about this prior to coming onto the air. You said that the Bearcats, if they could find a way to throw the football tonight, could have some success against Deckerville.
Well, yeah, it's well documented Deckerville's struggles against the pass. I saw Deckerville against North Huron, where Deckerville gave up 290 yards passing, and then the next week against Saginaw Buena Vista, Deckerville gave up 280 yards passing. So it's a proven fact. It doesn't matter who you are, you could throw on Deckerville. I'll be doing it in a little bit of a different manner than, like, let's say North Huron did. Against North Huron, Deckerville didn't load up the box and leave itself susceptible to that one-on-one. Tonight, they're just loading the box and they're daring. They're just daring Ubley to throw the ball, and Ubley says, okay, we're going to throw the ball, and we're, you know, so far so good, just throwing it all over the yard.
Are you at all surprised by the first five possessions of the night? Four of them ended in a punt. Actually, all five of them did.
Slightly, but not really.
I just would have thought Deckerville would have been able to have a little bit more success moving the football.
I hate to say it, but this is a classic mismatch between an NCTL team and a Greater Thumb Conference team. It goes fast when you're in that league. Deckerville just isn't up to the game speed that Ubley is as far as being able to move the ball. And for the Ubley defenders, especially the first four possessions, it really almost seemed like it was things were happening for them in slow motion. They were just all over the place and overwhelming Deckerville. Deckerville was able to move the ball a little bit in that last possession, which was encouraging, but still didn't produce any points.
And that did not end in a punt. That was an interception that was returned and then called back on the penalty. So four possessions, four punts. The fifth one ended in an interception for the Eagles. Paul, are you getting any chatter down there on the Ubley sideline? I know that's you've been working that sideline most of the night. Has there been any chatter for the players, the coaches that you're picking up on?
Oh, they're just ecstatic. This is their rivalry game. This is the one that they get up for every year. They're just happy as can be down there right now. They're executing their game plan, and I think they're having a little fun passing down there.
Second half, what can we expect to see? Can we see the Bearcats continue to just throw the football around if Deckerville's going to say, you know what, we're going to put eight in the box?
Yeah, I think if Deckerville's going to continue to challenge them and put everybody in the box, yeah, I think they're just going to continue to pass it and exploit this weak Deckerville secondary. And the thing is, when you're Deckerville, if you do make those adjustments and do drop guys out of that box, all of a sudden you're gonna give up the run. So it's pick your poison right now. I don't think there's a whole lot that Deckerville can do to stop Ubley, because if they try to stop the pass and adjust that way, you're gonna see Nash and Peruski and Cleary break some long runs. I gotta say, man, how frustrated is Tyler Peruski right now? The guy's had a touchdown called back and a big interception called back. I mean, he's doing a lot of running out there for nothing.
How is this for first half yardage for the Bearcats? 295 total yards in the first half to Deckerville's 54. Ubley 5 of 7 passing, 206 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, Austin Drake might not have had those numbers all year coming into this. And you know, it's not over yet. And believe me, you know, Ubley wants to keep sharp going into the second half of this game and into North Huron next week.
Paul, you and I talked this afternoon a little bit about this game coming up and, you know, the anticipation leading up to it. We talked about, though, how, and this is my feeling, probably yours as well, the Bearcats are pretty good this season, really not expected to be as good as they are this year. Next year they should be pretty good because this group will have had a year under their belt, a very inexperienced line of both offensively and defensively, new quarterback, a couple of the backs in the backfield, you know, still the same. But, you know, when you're returning a brand new offensive and defensive line, you got to have a lot of time for those kids to, you know, figure out all their spots and who's going to do what and when and where. But this team really, Paul, I guess you could say, is overachieving. you know, so far through 7.5 weeks of play.
You know, let me say this. Sandusky had its chance. You know, you look at Ubley's winning streak. It's going to go to 31 games here. I don't think Deckerville is coming back. And Ubley's going to beat North Huron next week, let's be honest. So we're going to go to 32 games and counting into next year, and we're already talking about next year's team being better than this year's team. Sandusky had their chance. That was back in, I think, week two, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that was when this young Ubley team was getting used to the varsity level. And they committed a bunch of turnovers in that game and gave Sandusky every single chance to win that game. I think that, when you look back at it, I think all of Ubley's success right now can date back to that week two game against Sandusky, because that was a gut check time. That was a time where they were down 21-0 in the first quarter. They could have packed it up and said, well, fella, you know, the streak is over. But instead, you know, they dug down deep, a bunch of young kids, and they built a lot of character in a hurry in that week two game, and I think it's really shown now. You know, last time I saw Ubley was against Harbor Beach, and I told you this off the air. I thought that in the last 3 years during this winning streak, one of Ubley's most impressive performances, considering the situation with the wind and everything, and they just systematically took that team apart. This is right up there. I mean, it's a little bit different because Ubley's passing, but, you know, again, just really taking it to, you know, a Deckerville team that was reeling a little bit from last week, and it looks like it.
Paul, talk about the Ubley defense, because when week one, they went out to USA, and they, you know, the USA offense was able to not put up points, but they were able to run up and down the field on them. And that was the buzz across the thumb was, oh, boy, the Bearcat defense really going to be susceptible this year. But ever since then, and then, of course, the train wreck down at Sandusky.
Yep.
But ever since that one, they have really tightened it up. Coach Becker has really, you know, plugged the holes, found the personnel to put in key positions, and they have just gotten nothing but better from week to week.
Well, I think you look at the Marlette game. I think that's when this Ubley defense really started coming together. I mean, that's a pretty good Marlette team. That's a Marlette team that, you know, has a real good chance of making the playoffs and has been putting up a lot of points and a lot of yards on people. And you look back at that score, and Ubley really shut that team down. And I think that's the one that really got this Ubley defense believing in itself and you know, gaining more confidence. And then you look at the performance that this defense put up against Harbor Beach there a couple weeks ago, and then this one. This is a potent offense. I think this offense here for Deckerville was leading the area. If it wasn't leading the area in total points, it was up there one or two or three. So it's right up there with some of the top offenses in the area. And you just said the numbers. I mean, they were mind-boggling, you know, and made no points so far. And believe me, I think Ubley wants to pitch the shutout here tonight. I don't think there's going to be much let up. I don't think they even want 6 points up there tonight. I think they want the shutout. They want to really prove a point and send a message here.
Paul, we're going to take a break. I want to go through the scores with you before we let you go here. At the half, it is Ubley 28, the Deckerville Eagles nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
The cold weather is here, and it's the perfect time to get to work on a new look for your home. Whatever project you want tackled, make sure you enlist the experts at D&M Cabinet Shop. D&M Cabinet Shop can handle it all. Gorgeous custom cabinets for your kitchen, illustrious countertops for your bathroom, or custom shelving for that messy closet you can't seem to keep under control. Call D&M Cabinet Shop today at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271. And remember, you can always visit D&M Cabinet Shop online at dnmcabinetshop.com. Or come on out to their shop located at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
The sun always rises, your dog will always love you, and the tax man always shows up. Certain things in life are always reliable. So when you're ready to talk about life insurance, contact your dependable State Farm agent. After all, you might already count on State Farm to insure your car, and your life insurance is one of the things that matters most. Plus, there might be even more ways to save on your car insurance.
Talk to your State Farm Good Neighbor Insurance agent in Deckerville, Dennis Seiler.
This is Dennis Seiler. Check out our lower rates for our auto and homeowners insurance. You'll get the good neighbor service you deserve at a price you can afford at my State Farm office. Dennis Seiler on Black River Street in Deckerville. Call 810-376-2135.
Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff at your Napa Auto Parts stores, including Bad Axe Auto Supply, Deckerville Auto Parts, Vardy's Auto and Marine Supply in Harbor Beach, and Caro Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Caro. Right now, pick up Valvoline conventional motor oil for only $2.99 a quart. Gunk Engine Bright or Gunk Foamy Engine Bright is only $2.50. Save up to $7 after.